From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, 796 Entertainment presents Podcasts Don't Suck.
Yes!
Can't even wait. It's a beautiful thing. Podcasts Don't Suck featured exclusively by lookatokc.com.
That's right.
Yes.
That's where you are listening right now, lookatokc.com. Go ahead and you can give an applause. That's fine.
We're at home.
Go ahead and Derek's we apparently doing a crossword puzzle. He's fine. I'm your host this week, Dan O'Donoghue. With me, Spencer Hicks.
Woo! Yes! Spencer!
That's right. So next to him, of course, is Brad Chad Porter.
Yes. That is a man.
All kinds of buttery.
A man's man.
And then, of course, next to him, to his left, Derek Smith.
Thanks, everybody. That was great.
Who was that?
And then in the box, you got producer Nicholas Tankersley.
Yes!
Give him a round of applause.
Yay! Round of applause for Nicholas Tankersley.
He might show up later if we're lucky. Who knows these things? The music this week was provided, of course, with permission by the great band Mayola. You might have caught them at Norman Music Festival. They did a killer show at Theopolis. I was glad I could have been there. Spencer's a brand new fan.
Yeah,
he just learned about
them. My socks got rocked off of my butt.
Right off. They're a great band. They're buddies of ours. If you liked what you heard, you can hear more of their music at mayolamusic.blogspot.com. Go check them out. They're really good. And this is kind of the second week we've done this. Last week we did the NIMS. We didn't record anything about them, but the NIMS are really nice and are giving us their music to use. And if you want to hear more of their music, it is myspace.com/the NIMS.
Can I just say...
Spell that.
The NIMS is spelled THENGHIEMS.
Perfect.
Perfect. Can I just say that being a child of the 80s and early 90s, I went to the Norman Music Festival entirely prepared to be just underwhelmed by everything.
Right.
But I had a blast at
the
Norman Music Festival.
You did.
Like,
good.
It was fantastic. And the music was really good.
I was surprised at the quality of music. Like, I actually, it was nice. There was something to see all the time. Like, I was always like, oh, we got to go watch this. And they were all really good, really high quality. We all had a great time.
Yeah, it was a fantastic time.
Little phenom to mention, too. Man.
Yeah.
Yes.
They got a lot of...
Someone
like,
you were
type.
You were doing the set. You actually went on stage at the same time as Man, and the room was hemorrhaging
people.
Yeah. When
just
you got
bled
up there.
People.
Because
from
was
the
just,
time that I got on stage,
they were
to
all
the time
like, "Get out of my way! I gotta see Man."
That's all.
Get out of my way!
I was on the state of being blacked out, and that's all I heard. When I went into my coma was Man's coming on. Man.
You're like, who's Derek,
are you gonna make it to Man? Here's a shot. Yeah, it was a Man.
Well,
bam,
I can tell you too, I missed the Mayola show. I missed the Mayola
show.
You
missed out.
They're so good.
You're darn right you
and
missed.
And I went home and listened and wow.
Yeah, they're good.
Wow.
They're good. There's
Those
no
kids
reason
are gonna make some money.
Yeah, there's no reason why they're not famous. It's a matter of
sickening,
time.
Sickening, really.
They're stone's throw. Yeah.
Sickening
starting.
That they have that kind of talent.
So right now
famous.
I'm a big fan, but as soon as they start to get success,
then
turn it on them.
Nope.
I did that with Nickelback.
Anyway, this is something we're trying to do. We're trying to get local musicians trying to showcase their music, because why not? We like it. We'll showcase it.
Yeah. Look at OKC, baby.
That's right. If
we're home. This is home. We've got to take care of home.
If you are a local musician and you'd like us to feature your music, which I'm sure you do.
Who doesn't, really?
Go ahead and contact us at 796entertainment@gmail.com or leave a comment or Facebook. We got all these places. Just contact us.
Contact us. Get a hold of us, and we will open your fan base to tens of new people.
Tens of twenties of new people, and for the most part, just tens. Oh,
just tens.
No, it's like getting a little. Yeah, I went too far with that. All right,
I've got a band. Can I?
No.
You have a band or you know a band?
I am a band.
You are a band?
Yeah. It's like the streets.
It sounds like the streets.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a one-man thing.
What's your name? So you sound like the streets, except you're alone. So
Double
what are you
D
called?
Double D Mixtapes.
You're called Double D Mixtapes?
Yeah.
Is there like, if you had an audio clip, could we listen to it right now?
Yes.
Okay, so an audio clip should be playing behind what I'm saying right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of you.
Of
well,
you
I know. I
got
to go home and get it. It's on a tape.
Well,
we don't
I mean,
have that
like,
kind of time. Like cassette tape?
Like
yes.
cassette?
A cassette
wow.
tape.
A cassette?
Well, look forward to that, everybody. Derek, you want to plug your band again, Derek? What do you call it?
Double D Mixtapes.
I was hoping he was going to forget what he just made up and be like, I don't remember what.
It's real. It's real. Why don't people believe me when I say things? Is it because I'm obese?
It's because you like to lie about things.
I don't lie that much.
And you are obese.
Yeah.
I think it was like,
Derek broke 6 foot and 300 pounds and like, everything that comes out of his mouth, totally worthless.
Well, we can.
It is also the case that you like to lie to people because you think it's funny.
I don't do that as much as I used to.
As you used to. And also, you just claimed that you had a one-man band.
I got a girlfriend
band.
Off of that.
Well, so I imagine that you think it works then to lie to people, right?
Yeah.
So you probably did it right a second ago.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
you know what? I just didn't bring it up in front of you guys because this is how you would react.
Because you knew.
You guys would wait for a public forum to shoot me down.
Well, No. I reject that out of hand. I reject that notion out of hand. That is not true. What has happened here is that we have spent practically every day with you for the last year and a half and have never heard of your band.
Never even seen an instrument.
Yeah.
I have instruments.
But they all are missing their strings and stuff. Like, there's a guitar with 3 strings in your closet.
See, this is the kind of guy that would have been like, no, presidents of the United States of America, you only have 2 strings on your guitar. You may not play at this place.
I probably
come back when you've got all your strings.
Yes, probably.
How is it that Derek just cast himself as the oppressed artist?
I don't know.
Like, how did...
I don't know.
I cast myself as that. That's what I am.
People say there's nothing to do in the state of Oklahoma.
That's a lie.
Wrong.
Lies.
Wrong. Boom. You know why? We got a whole Look at OKC calendar here full of stuff.
What's it powered?
What?
What's it powered by?
It's powered by Wingo. There's only one thing powerful enough.
Thunderclap.
To fill this thing with stuff to do, and that's Wingo, son.
Oh.
I'm going to go ahead and start us off. There's a great concert.
You feel thunder.
That? Oh.
There's a great concert coming, and by great, I mean I won't be attending, and that's May 8th. Slipknot is coming
oh,
with Korn and the Used, all that remains,
me?
Violence to Vec. Yeah, hell
I'm
no, I'm not
going
gonna go
to
that.
That.
Well, have a nice time. You and your Jinkos and the kids from 1998 can have a great time watching Korn and Slipknot.
You can go straight to hell.
Let me tell you where it is now. And Dirtfield's going to be there. Dirtfed. My apologies, Dirt Fed.
I haven't heard of them.
I'd hate to screw up that name.
Slipknot's good, though.
Starts at 3:30 p.m. at Oklahoma City Zoo Amphitheater. You know, they get all the best shows.
It's true.
2101 Northeast 50th Street. You can call 800-511-1552.
Dirt Fed. What if, you know, like worms eat dirt and they
poop dirt?
Poop dirt.
Yeah.
No, don't. Do read the next one. Don't try and get Derek. And Fed's misspelled. That's hip.
How is it spelled?
With E-D-D.
Oh.
All right. Monday night, May 11th. That's Monday, May 11th. The one-year anniversary of Mondays Don't Suck at Speakeasy.
It's going to be huge.
Huge.
51st
and Western.
What's going on that show?
That
Everything?
Is a no-cover comedy show.
Oh,
no
it's
cover.
Big.
Gotta be 21 to enter because there's lots and lots of drinking going on.
Tons
it's gonna be
drinking.
Good times. We have old friends, new friends. Twin Prov is gonna do some more stuff for us.
What?
At that
what?
Show.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
No.
Play a little,
they're gonna do a game or something.
Game. It's gonna be fantastic. We're gonna
they
have,
were so good.
Yeah, they did a great job.
They were fantastic. Just brilliant.
Yeah.
At the last show.
What else is going on? Vinny
gonna
Hogan's gonna be
Vinny
back.
Hogan, the
what?
Triumphant
Vinny
return
Hogan.
Of Vinny Hogan to the stage.
Vinny Hogan's also doing his he's bringing a short for us, a 7-minute short called Zoo Zombies. I think it'll be its public premiere.
Yeah,
be there.
We are premiering
so
a film.
Good.
So it's
at the anniversary show.
And I think it might
wait.
Show up later.
Leah K. Ajanian is going to be there.
Leah K. Ajanian, everybody.
Anthony Cavazos is going to be there.
That's a huge show.
Shane Parks is
going to
be there.
I'm going to sleep right now. You guys wake me up the day before the show. I don't care what happens between here and now.
Well, it's May 11th, Monday, so
James
it's not
Nim
very long.
Is going to be at the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, they're all going to just be in the audience. We're not going to.
No, they're going to.
Yeah,
do...
no, they're terrible.
Oh, they're doing time?
They're doing time.
No, they're terrible.
That's huge.
What are you talking about? They're terrible.
I'm just kidding. They're awesome. I'm jealous because I'm terrible.
Well, that sounds like a great show.
Big show.
Do you guys
show.
Have anything else you wanted to push? I mean, we got 2. What do you got, Derek?
Murder Mystery Weekends.
Oh, okay. What is that?
4:30 p.m. in Guthrie, Oklahoma at the Stone Lion Inn, 1060 West Warren. You can give them a call at 282-0012. Get wrapped up in the fun.
Do we know what this is like murder?
What is
like,
it?
I don't think
I think it is. I think I've heard of this actually. I
think
it's like a dinner
we
theater.
We need to have any more discussion. Murder Mystery Weekend.
That's true.
It's right. Three things I love.
I want to get involved in all this. That worries me a little bit, but that's okay. Well, you don't have anything. Let's go ahead and close up the old Look at OKC calendar. Powered by Windows.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thunder. Mine was on the 8th, by the way. That was on May 8th.
The base.
Official.
The base of Thunder.
Two times.
Double up. Let's go ahead and do our other public service of the week, and that's where we do the Redbox picks of the week.
I've been waiting all
that's
week.
That's right. I love it. It's what are these $1 million movies for? How much? For
$1.
$1.
Eight.
That's right.
$1. Well, $1.08.
I got.
Well, I don't know about that then.
$1.08 now? What's gone up?
Wait. No, it's just what that's what the tax included.
That cuts into my McNuggets.
No. Actually, it works out really like well. It works out good. McNuggets. Don't worry.
Get your hands off my McNuggets.
I'm going to do my Redbox picks this pick of this week. Yeah, it's kind of an older movie. Star Wars Clone Wars. It's because it's that animated thing they
did.
Yeah,
it's great.
Is it?
It's fine. It's good. I
haven't seen it, and I was like, I'll go watch it. I'll watch it for $1. I mean, it's got CGI animated films from the front lines of the intergalactic struggle between good and evil. Fans young and old will join such favorite characters as Anakin Skywalker, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Padme Amidala, along with brand new characters like Anakin's Padawan learner, Ashok Soko or something. I don't know what that is. I'm excited, guys.
Yeah.
Because I'm an old fan.
I have a question.
I'm an old fan.
Was anybody a fan of Anakin Skywalker?
The kid?
It was all right.
The kid or the character? Because the kid I wanted to shoot in the face with a gun.
Do you know they had to CG his face together? Like eyes from a different take, mouth from a different take to like get it to make sense work? That's what I was told. That like when you see him, bits, that's not really his face. I mean, it is, but it's from different takes. That's what I was told.
That kid seems just annoyed me.
Yeah. The hardest way to make a movie.
It didn't bother me.
That's why
it
was really expensive.
You're the first person that I've ever even heard say that.
He bothered the hell out of me. He bothered the hell out of everybody.
Yeah.
He
was worse to me than Jar Jar Binks.
Patton Oswalt does like a huge bit about it. Hey, you like Anakin? You like Darth Vader?
But that's not the point of his bit. It's not. I just don't get it.
That George Lucas is losing his mind. I think that was the best part of that. God.
The point is, Star Wars Clone Wars is rated PG by the Motion Picture Association of America for sci-fi action violence throughout, and brief language and momentary smoking.
That made me good laugh. Stuff.
It was like, someone puffs a cigarette once in the background. For a moment. That's it.
All right, I'm going to go with Groundhog Day 15-year anniversary edition on DVD. I'm going to tell you.
I'll applaud that.
Weatherman Bill Murray is trapped in a personal time warp on the worst day of his life, rated PG for some thematic elements. Widescreen, closed captioned, you can't ask for
got
anything
everything.
More.
You got everything
has
you
got
want
to be. I want to hear Bill Murray speak. Please, please, please be some special features on this that I can dig into.
I doubt that Bill Murray came into the commentary.
He just does nothing. He doesn't care.
He's not
about
that.
He doesn't need to. He's got Brothers in Golf.
That's true. I mean, that was a great show, though.
What do you think?
That was a good show.
Got it. The PG. Is it the suicides?
What do you mean? Is it,
is it like the repeated suicides?
Well, it's thematic. Whatever it is. It is tied closely to the theme of the film. That's what's objectionable
what
about it. I don't know what it means either.
Well, and also the SEC didn't have the Nazi hold on everything it does now, you know?
Back in the, yeah.
Because you can watch movies 90s. From the 80s where they're just boobs and gratuitous nudity everywhere, and it's like, this is rated G.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like PG for, like, language.
And now there's a girl
16
in a bikini,
Candles is rated PG, and it shows, I counted it up, it's 10 full seconds of naked breasts followed by 5 more seconds pulled back of breasts and... You know,
full frontal.
Hairy
full frontal.
Bush.
It's called full frontal. You could have just said that.
But I want to describe it. It was a hairy muff.
Yeah, from the 80s.
From the 80s.
Yeah, those are just like the happy trail goes all the way back to the lower back. it's like a big bikini bottom.
Speaking of which, do you have a film you want to recommend?
Yes, I do.
Either one.
I recently saw 7 Pounds with Will Smith.
That movie was the most confusing trailer I've ever seen. It was like, you can't change the past. Don't shoot him. I love you, 7 Pounds. I was like, what is that about? Like, what?
It is. That is a very misleading trailer.
Like a time traveler or something?
No, it's about this guy who's like a very smart aeronautical engineer or something, works on spacecraft, and he's got all this money and stuff.
Ooh, spaceships.
But then his wife dies, and he feels so bad because he was the cause of her death along with 7 people.
Jeez.
And then he makes everything right.
Is this true?
That is true.
Did you just spoil the whole
thing? No. You don't.
You don't know how it makes it all right.
Yeah, you have to watch the very end. And I won't spoil it.
Is it any good?
But he kills himself and donates all his organs.
See, that's what I thought he was going to do.
Dang it.
I wrote that movie, I think, in my sleep. It wasn't a very good one.
It's rated PG-13. No, I don't watch PG-13 films. My dad doesn't allow me. Do you have a movie? Do you have a movie you wanted to pitch?
No. Nobody gave me the list.
You have the list right here.
Oh. God. Oh. I'm going to buy a copy of Marley and Me and wipe feces on it and put it back in the machine.
Good thinking.
That's my pick.
Why is that?
Because I am opposed to that movie, and I think it being existing for a dollar is bad.
I kind of agree.
What are you guys opposed?
And plus, it's cheaper than toilet paper.
Because I almost put Hotel for Dogs on this list, but as a joke. But then I was like, nah, I don't even want to bring that movie up. But I did anyway. But why don't you like Marley and Me? It's supposed to be cute. It's like a dog dies or something at the end. I think I just ruined the ending. Sorry, everybody. Spoiler alert. I like doing spoiler alerts after I've done the spoiler.
It's good times.
Yeah.
Redbox pick of the week.
That'll be Redbox picks of this week. Yay.
Powered by Redbox.
Powered by Redbox. And what the hell? Wimgo. No.
And, oh, no.
Wimgo has nothing to do with it. Oh. It's cool, though.
I think we should cut Balls everything I said.
All right. There's something I want to discuss with you guys.
What's on your mind, Dan?
I'll tell you, Spence. It's something that I've been researching, and that's something that Trish is very much against. And I've been looking into the pros and cons of buying a motorcycle.
Oh, you gotta get one.
Should I get one?
You get one. I will go buy one right now.
Seriously?
No.
And we'll start a biker gang?
Yes.
No.
What do you mean no?
Yes.
No, that is a terrible idea.
We've seen this movie, Wild Hogs. It doesn't turn out well.
Yeah.
Wild Hogs? Really?
You're gonna end up corners you in a small town and beats the piss out of you.
Destroy a whole small town.
Yeah, but you haven't seen the jackets we've got picked out yet.
Oh, man.
Well, okay, describe the jacket. Tell me with the jacket.
It's black leather, and on the back there's a dragon.
Sweeping, blowing fire, and we're called the Dragon Riders. Yes! We're called the Dragon Riders!
Yeah. This is ridiculous.
Who would mess with us? Seriously.
No
Everyone.
No one.
Everyone.
And we've got helmets.
14-year-olds coming out of school at 3:30 in the afternoon will be messing with you.
Well, we're not going to be hanging out like by schools, so that's not happening.
Will.
Well, you can't anymore.
Restraining order.
So,
Legally, I can't.
Yeah, I was about to say. You can't anymore.
I think it's a terrible idea.
I've been looking it up now. I've been looking at the stats because I'm like, are they as death? Because here's one thing I've noticed just from my own personal observations. One, I've never seen a motorcycle in an accident. I've never seen one stopped on the side of the road.
That's because they disintegrate upon impact.
Like, I've wondered that. Like, they're the most dangerous vehicles, and I understand that, but it's per vehicle, and there's not a whole lot on the road, and there are precautions you can do to make them more safe.
You're just, but like I think you're making
a jacket that has dragons on it.
It says Dragon Riders.
Beyond just the problems of
the per vehicle,
I might die.
I think that makes it more dangerous. Doesn't that make it worse?
Sort of. I mean, there's just so many cars. Like, wait, here's the numbers. It's like there's 30,000 car deaths, I think is what it is, every year in America.
That's it?
Or vehicle deaths. I think it's 30,000.
I would imagine there'd be more.
And I think 4,000 of those or 5,000 of those are motorcycles. So I don't know how many motorcycles there are on the road, though. Like, I couldn't find that number. And the funny thing is, the website I found was doing statistics like from, I think, 96. So they were about 10 years. And the number of motorcycle deaths has more than doubled over those 10 years. Whereas accident deaths have stayed the same. It's like fluctuates around 30, 31, 29, except 43. Is that 43 this? What is it? 43,300 is what? Last year's? 2006? Oh, okay. I was a little off. But the point is that apparently a lot more people are dying on motorcycles.
Right. Well, beyond the problem of just you might die, there's a philosophical issue here as well.
You might not die. Have you seen the tobacco ad with the guy with the neck hole? You don't always die from a motorcycle. Sometimes you just lose your balls
in your face.
Well, but look, I mean, do you really want to become that guy? I mean, do you really want to be that guy?
Yes.
Like, that guy is cool to talk to about motorcycles.
No,
like, cool. That guy is cool to be around, like, at a party, but on the road, that guy is a... We can beep that. That guy is a jackass.
You haven't seen
those. Those are the most annoying, obnoxious, pretentious buttholes on the road.
You have not seen the fonts we are going to have on these jackets.
Yeah. Oh. Parties don't start till the Dragon Riders show up.
High five. Oh, stop.
I've been looking at it, man. I really am. Derek, you're 100% against it.
You're talking about the blanket parties that we are all going to give you?
Yeah.
Just throw a blanket over your head and work you over some lead pipes.
Teach
you guys how not cool you are because you're doing this.
You have to catch us on our motorcycles.
Too bad we'd be riding out.
Terrible.
I don't understand. I didn't say I want to buy one because I think it's really, really cool. I mean, I do think they're cool, but I don't think like having one makes you cooler. Like I enjoy the machine.
And like I said, at a party, those guys are fine. If you're hanging out with those guys, they're fun to talk to.
They're awesome, right? Yeah. With their jackets.
On the road,
the kick-ass those, jackets.
They're doofuses.
What do you mean? I mean, that's what I'm talking about. There's
like,
things
everybody
can...
now has to rearrange their driving habits, and everybody now has to be more careful because you're coming up on me at 60 miles an hour in a vehicle you shouldn't be on in the first place.
What do you mean? Well, okay, like there aren't a-holes who
drive cars.
Yeah. Yeah, there are, but I don't have to treat them any differently than any other vehicle.
Yeah, no. Just don't hit them. Same with the motorcycle.
Yeah.
Don't run into either one of them.
I have so little control about what happens to you. Like, the wind is not going to pick up and knock a car over in front of me.
Well,
a car is not going to hit a rock on a curve and wipe out in front of me so that
now,
my
another
family.
Statistic,
does that happen?
Another
yeah.
statistic
that
I found
really
out
funny to
is
watch.
That most accidents... Most of the accidents aren't caused by stuff in the roadway. It's caused by people not seeing motorcycles and running into them.
Well,
oh man,
that's most.
That
of the
then I want to get on one of those. Wait, I have a question. This is very serious. I want everybody to shut up to hear it. Are you going to get a sidecar on your motorcycle?
I don't know. I was thinking about
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
I'm in.
Depends.
I'm in.
Wait a minute.
I'm in.
Wait a minute now.
I want to ride the sidecar.
Well, you don't get a jacket when you ride the sidecar.
No, you got to have... You
fine.
Gotta,
you got to buy your own
bike.
You got to buy your own hog.
What are you talking about? I've got capes for both of us.
Oh, snap.
Okay, I'll allow
it's
a cape on my cycle.
But it doesn't say the Dragon Riders on it. It just has the dragon emblem on
yeah.
the cape.
No, yeah. It's a gigantic dragon cape.
Oh, man. Now we're talking.
All right.
I think it's sorted. Well, then let's take a vote. All in favor of Spencer and I buying motorcycles with sidecars, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Nay. The ayes have it, ladies and gentlemen.
Did you just call us gay? You're a terrible person.
Next item up, the Flaming Lips song being the state rock and roll song.
Hooray for Governor Henry.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I actually saw the footage on that.
Well done.
Everyone had really good speeches. It looked like a really cool event. I was sad I couldn't go. You were there, Spencer. Was it a cool event? Was it a lot of people there?
Yeah, it was fantastic. There are three levels to the History Center, and they were all filled. It was fantastic.
Really?
It was great.
Wow. See,
here's another point about motorcycles that we did not get to.
Oh, okay. We're done with that. Going back to motorcycles.
They get great fuel economy.
They do.
And in this economy... You need to save money wherever you can.
Right. They get 60 miles to the gallon.
Maybe more.
Now, they only hold 2 gallons of gas.
But when you can go 800 miles on those 2 gallons, you're saving the earth and the economy.
It's true. I'm telling you, I did the numbers on them. We already voted. We're getting them.
Yeah,
there's no convincing.
Yeah.
The vote has been tallied.
You guys are going to buy them, and then me and Brad are going to ride around.
I've already done the research. I've already looked at the ones we want to get. The size of motorcycle. Say the first one shouldn't be above 250cc, so we're going to go around there.
Okay.
Engine size
wise, I'll probably get like a 50cc.
Yeah. Those only have a top speed of about 50 miles.
That's
an hour.
Fine. You know?
Okay.
And I'm just here to cruise. I'm just looking good.
With
my jacket.
They're pretty small.
And my helmet.
They're basically a moped.
That's fine.
As long as the sidecar fits, I don't care.
So, I mean, that's one way we could fix the economy, don't you think?
Everyone rides motorcycles.
Yeah.
Other countries do it.
Mm-hmm.
France had a ton of motorcycles. Paris, full, thick with motorcycles on the sidewalks, just lining them. I don't know why.
Because they're all really schmarmy.
That's why.
Yeah. Smarmy people like motorcycles. Like, I don't want to be concealed by a car. I want everybody to see my full body. Because I'm an individual and I cannot be hidden behind something...
I don't know about that. I
think that's exactly what they think, and they teach in their schools.
I think it's because I think the roads are very big. I think it's easier to get around.
What's the French word for madrasa?
I don't even know what madrasa is, but
all right,
I'm gonna guess madrasa.
Since you're on a roll, don't you have a comedy story for it? We can actually make this podcast a little bit about comedy today.
Nah.
Yeah. No. This is actually a good one. It actually kind of ties into the History Center. A couple weeks ago, I went to go see Variety Health Clinics was having a kind of a dinner to raise money to build a hospital that will showcase a bunch of different. All right. Okay. Then forget about helping the world. Okay.
More I said important... that's nice.
Oh, I thought you said.
No, I said that's
but
nice.
But you said Bill it in a way.
Keep going with your story.
All right. Well, they got Larry Miller to do some time. And
Larry Miller, ladies and gentlemen. That's impressive.
He's one of the reasons that I do comedy now is because I started watching when I was really little. Uh-huh. I just had it on VHS and I watched it over and over and over. Mm. So at the end of the dinner, I had brought some baby Jesus soap to give it to him. And my mom was like, go talk to him. And they had kind of put him in a back room so he could eat his dinner because he didn't get to eat.
Right.
And I was like, I'm awkward. I can't get back there and I look weird. And my mom's like, get out of my way. She just walked right up to the front and goes, hey, my son is a comedian and he has a gift for Larry because he's a big fan. Could he go back and talk to him real quick? And the guy's like, yeah, no problem. Just shoot us right in.
Nice.
And we walk in and he looks a little bit scared right when he first sees us walk in on him.
He's probably thinking he's about to get mugged.
Yeah. Well, no, I was in a suit. I mean, like,
oh, hell.
Maybe steal his financial records. Anyway.
Hey, whatever. His identity.
So I was like, Larry, I'm a big fan. I've got some Jesus soap. A lot of the local comedians, we make this to help us kind of support us do what we want to do because we don't make any money doing this. And he was like, that's incredible. This is really beautiful. Thank you. This is an incredible thing. And my mom is right behind me and just keeps chiming in. She's like, yeah, now you don't have to give your wife like a crappy t-shirt from coming to Oklahoma. And I was like, true. And so my mom gets a little bit, she gets a little bit overexcited. And she's like, well, I just want to say, you know, my oldest son, he's a doctor. And my daughter is going to be a lawyer now. And Derek, he decided he wanted to be a stand-up comic. But Larry Miller jumped out of nowhere and he totally had my back, which was great.
That's good.
He was like, no, that's great. I mean, this is really important because, I mean, cardiologist.
Did he say it like that? Because that sounded like he was kind of being dismissive.
Well, no, he kept going.
He said, he's like, cardiologists, they're fine. But I mean, storytellers, we got a 6,000 year history. I mean, it's really where it's at.
Right on.
Yeah.
And
it's
my
hard.
Mom was laughing and then, I think we had too much wine, so I was just like, we need to leave before we do something.
Your mom gets to laughing when she has a lot of wine.
Yeah.
And a laugher.
And then as I'm getting ready to leave and saying thank you again, he's like, oh, I wish I had like a card or something. And you know what? I just happen to have 796entertainment.com.
Slap.
So,
I don't know what that means.
I'm waiting for the call. I probably will be taken up to the big leagues here
soon,
guys.
Yes.
Any day.
Either that or you're going to see Larry Miller presents Jesus Baby Soap from Larry Miller.
Yeah. Actually, and as I walked out the door, he said,
your comedy show.
See you on the stage. And I was like, yeah, probably not. And I walked out.
Is that what like comics say to each other? Like, I'm not officially a stand-up because I've never done it. But
that's not a thing.
That's not a thing. Like, instead of seeing the funny papers, it's seeing the stage.
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
that's good. Good for you, Derek. Way to make connections. Way to actually, you know what I will say? Way to actually give your business card to someone who we don't already know. Because the only people I've given my business cards to are like my mom. I've given her like 5 or 6. So they're not really helping me network, air quotes.
I give business cards out all the time.
You're way better about it than I am, and I've always admired that.
I think it's because I'm always drinking, and it always seems like a good idea.
He's always... Everybody get excited. It's time for Spencer Hicks' Joke of the Week. Ladies and gentlemen.
Jokes.
Boys and girls.
Jokes of the Week.
Jokes.
Jokes of the Week.
Jokes.
Since you guys gave me such a fantastic introduction,
yeah,
I'm going to give you 2 jokes this week.
Jokes of the Week.
2 jokes, baby. Yeah.
2 sexy.
You tell me 2. Uno.
2 sexy.
Huh. Powered by thunder.
Beautiful. All right, what do you got for us, Ben?
Joke the one. This man goes into work, and he's got his face is all busted and black and blue. He's got a, you know, busted snot box, and his eyes all blue and purple.
Uh-huh.
And his buddy's like, man, dude, what happened to your face? Did you get in a fight? And the guy says, No, my girlfriend beat me up after I called her a two-bit whore. Wow, really? What happened? She hit me with her bag of quarters.
I like kind of looking at Spencer's like that joke was punchline face, just this big grin.
The only thing that would be better is if he leaned forward and repeated it. You know,
she hit him with a bag of quarters.
A bag of quarters.
She hit him with a bag of quarters.
What is this? An audience or an oil painting?
Waka waka.
Joke number two.
Oh boy.
Okay,
I'm ready.
These two women, a young, very attractive young lady, and then there's also kind of an old, frumpy, gross-looking older lady. They go into this doctor's office or whatever, and the doctor's like, okay, you know, what are we here for? And the young, cute girl says, oh, you know, just a regular checkup or whatever. So the doctor says, okay, you just go behind that curtain, take off all your clothes, and then come back out. We'll check you out. The young, cute girl says, no. It's actually for my aunt. I'm just accompanying my aunt here. And so he looks at the old frumpy lady and he goes, oh, okay, stick out your tongue.
Pervert. That'll be Spencer Hoax of the Wokes. Everybody follow that?
No.
The Hoax of the Wokes.
The Hoax of the Wokes by Spencer Jokes. Spencer Hoax Jokes of the Week. So.
Sweet nothings.
Sure, I'm going to leave it. I don't even care.
Yeah.
Tune in next week, ladies and gentlemen, for the triumphant return of Impression Off.
Yeah.
Where you will hear Brad Chad Porter suit up in the suit of armor that is Kermit the Frog. I don't know if that made sense. And then Derek Smith is going to do Yoda, correct? Yeah. So it's going to be Kermit the Frog versus Yoda.
Who's Spencer going to be?
I don't know. He'll probably win, though.
Darth Vader.
Wait, no! Don't be stacking the deck like
I'll
that
play,
now.
I'll play the winner.
It doesn't even matter. I already won, but you stole it from me. Like,
No. There is no stealing. Your case somewhere else, Mac Brown. All right, what we're gonna do here is that you guys are gonna compete, and then the winner of that's gonna compete against Spencer. How about that?
Spencer will take whoever lost. He'll have to do whatever voice.
Yeah.
That way, it's a little bit harder because he came in and
I'm
snatched
Arnold Schwarzenegger's
story. Victory.
I've already got it.
Yeah, he's gonna do it. Like,
He comes in with an impression that he can actually do.
Right.
Gets involved in our game.
Right.
Which is not about the quality of the impression at all.
Kind of.
And then he just gets handed a victory.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't even playing.
I live in a bubble.
He saved the bit. That's why he got the win.
This is bogus.
The beauty of the game is that there are no rules. It's like Fight Club, man.
Yeah. Balls are flying.
Dodge it.
Dang it, Rudy.
Dang it. I like how sweetly you said that.
Dang it, Rudy.
Well, I've had a good time this week, everybody. Have you had a good time? Has anyone had a good time?
Good time.
Nick's
good
giving time. Us a big thumbs up. You calm it down, Spence. You still got to drive home.
Oh, you're right.
We've had a great time. Woo. I hope you've had a great time, too. Come back every Wednesday. You can catch us here. Look at OKC. This has been Podcast Don't Suck, presented by 796 Entertainment and featured exclusively at lookatokc.com.
Powered by Thunder.
Don't forget to visit mailamusic.blogspot.com.
That's right. Don't forget to do that. And go ahead and visit our website while you're on the interweb there. 796entertainment.com. There you go. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. And I've been Dan Donahue. With me has been Spencer Hicks.
Yes!
Spencer Hicks. Yeah. That's the man.
It's Brad Chad Porter.
Brad is a specimen of a man.
He is kind of like a man.
Beefy.
The mold.
And then
you're like spam.
And then you got one of my good friends, Derek Smith.
Who?
Good night.
I still don't think it's funny.